A new U.S. tariff threat, this time focusing on Canadian fertilizer.
A lot of it does come in from Canada, and so we'll end up putting very severe tariffs on that if we have to, because that's the way you want to bolster here, and we can do it here.
While Trump provided no specifics on what that severe tariff could look like, it would seriously impact U.S. farmers. Currently, over 95% of potash, a key ingredient in industrial fertilizer, is imported into the U.S. 90% of that comes from Canada.
And they start charging and sending the, very high prices from other countries, whether it's Canada or somebody else. We're not going to let that happen.
The latest threat comes days after the president spoke. Dance with Prime Minister Mark Carney at the World Cup draw in Washington. But that jovial mood hasn't paid off. Outside of potential potash tariffs, Trump doesn't seem interested in restarting trade talks with Canada that he himself called off in October. But Trump seemingly recognized that the U.S. could not make enough fertilizer domestically in November, when he previously exempted Canadian potash from all U.S. duties, with China, Russia, and Belarus the only other major potash producers in the world.
Canada's agriculture sector is already being hammered by China, with a 100% duty on canola and a 25% levy on pork, Donna. But a fertilizer tariff would likely be different, since the Americans are so reliant on buying Canadian potash.